There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of April. That's right. No fooling. It is first weekend in April.
Time is flying by.
It is. And after a very, very successful 47th annual Houston Fishing Show that concluded last Sunday.
Wonderful.
Everybody's in the mood to go to the coast, catch some fish.
Yes, they are.
Have some fun. And to that end, we're going to get the man that is all in the know, Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, will be here to answer our questions.
Yes.
Enlighten you to things that maybe we don't ask.
Good.
And provide some insight on into the future.
Ooh.
Yeah. Plus, we've got news from around the country, around the state. So we've got a big show headed your way, so y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And it's warming up. That's the exciting thing for those that want to fish. Many are still adjusting to the time change.
Yes. One of your favorite things, I know.
And I actually got a call from a media type wanting us to do an interview about the Green New Deal and electric vehicles.
Your two favorite subjects.
And I gave her an earful. So, anyways.
Boy.
Revenue may be going down. But
right. Oh, well.
But, got to speak up.
Sure.
If we don't speak up and voice our displeasure. And I'm going, where are you calling from? California.
Oh, of course. Well, click.
I said, you do know the name of the show. Oh, yeah, Texas Outdoor News. Mm-hmm. I said, what was that again? Texas Outdoor News. I said, heavy on the Texas, you know.
Right.
So.
Well.
Yes. What do you got going on? Lead away.
Well, I've been busy, but I've got some stuff.
Oh, you've been busy.
Bill's always... Let's get this over with. I'm busy. Anyway, we're all busy. Okay, no, just some good stuff out there. Ruger, they have donated $30,000 to the Scholastic Shooting Sports Foundation, an organization dedicated to educating youth about the shooting sports. Ruger's donation was raised through auctions on gunbroker.com and 21. So, that's nice.
Is that part of the National Shooting Sports Foundation,
yes,
or is it a separate? Oh, it is. It is an entity.
One of their great things. And then Brownell, our good friends at Brownell, they're just great people. After pledging a percentage of its online sales during Veterans Day week, Special Operations Wounded Warriors, Brownell's raised $137,000 for that organization. And it provides outdoor experiences to a select group of both active duty and veteran U.S. military special operations forces, those who have received wounds in battle and have been awarded the Purple Heart. Well, I bet sitting around the campfire with those guys is interesting.
Ooh. Don't you know there's some stories there?
No, boy.
That's for sure. While we're on the firearm industry.
Yes.
The firearm industry economic impact has risen 269% since 2008. The total impact of firearm and ammunition industry in the United States increased from $19.1 billion in 2008 to $70.52 billion in 2021.
Oh, my.
That's a 269% increase. While the total number of full-time equivalent jobs rose from approximately 166,000 to over 375,819, 126% increase. And folks, as we've told you for 29 years,
yes,
we do make a difference. Mm-hmm. That's that is a significant economic impact and also contribution to jobs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
We got some news coming out of Austin. If I can,
should I be worried?
Turn the page. No, hunting regulations.
Oh, okay.
And it's interesting. We'll have to get with John Slavosky, Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director, and visit for more detailed information here. Because there was a lot of discussion about opening the whitetail deer harvest in Collin, Dallas, Grayson, and Rockwell counties up in the north, from strictly archery to rifle.
Okay.
And locals, media... Obviously, the bow hunters were up in arms, and it just says that they established a mandatory buck and antlerless whitetail deer harvest and did not say what they were going to do on the rifle side.
Oh.
They're going to extend the...
Waffling.
Yeah, extend the general mule deer season in 15 southwest panhandle counties from 9 to 16 days and added a special archery season. Speaking of John Slavosky, I visited with him earlier today looking for some information on a story I'm working on it for Texas Outdoors Journal, and asked him how the antler restriction that so many know about as it relates to whitetail deer was doing on mule deer up in the Panhandle. He said, fabulously.
It really certainly worked well on the whitetail.
Yeah, well, right. And it seems to be working well, you know, up in the Panhandle. There's a lot more restrictions, more than we have time to go into.
Well, where do I find out about those restrictions then?
Well, you got to wait till May 13th.
Oh, okay.
But you can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and view on the TPW website all these changes, and they're posting as of May 13.
Okay.
There's some freshwater fishing restrictions that have been changed, and you can go to the website right now and see that. They're not waiting.
And what is that website?
TPWD.texas.gov, I believe is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's TPWD.tx.gov, yeah.
Yeah.
You can Google it.
TPWD.texas.gov. Okay. I'm not as old as I was feeling.
This is just a brief senior moment. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anything else you got?
No.
Okay.
No, not really. I just finished, of course, you know, the my pig article. And again, that hunt with Third Coast Thermal, with that thermal optic, that's another world, man. Just entering another world. It was really exciting.
That pig was pushing you in size, wasn't it?
Hey! Okay.
Yeah. No.
You saw the picture with my arms?
Yeah.
How big was it?
Going, really?
Well, and that was something that I learned with that, though, because, you know, first I'm looking through the scope for the first time, and these glowing objects, and I'm just going, wow. And just as I'm going, they're not moving like pigs, Charles Allen, my host, said, "Deer?" Well, okay, you know, but then they bolted, and you know, running behind them come this mob, sounder, right, this mob of pigs, but realizing after I got this one that they were all the same size.
Uh-huh.
And then later we saw one that was obviously much, much bigger.
Right.
And Charles and I were both looking at it, and he said, "No, that's got to push 200 pounds." But it spooked before I could lock on it. But that's something you got to learn with these scopes is figure out how to figure sizes.
Sure.
But it's just magical. It just opens up a whole other world.
One of the funny things about the May issue, particularly this particular mm-hmm. issue amongst yeah. the team, is, as we've mentioned before, many times we will get in the field
right.
with new product
right.
with very little time to become proficient.
Not at all. You know? Yeah, right.
Right. You know? And then it's hunting. It's not killing.
Right.
So we're hunting with, you know, equipment that mm-hmm. we may not be that familiar with,
right.
and you're waiting for the response mm-hmm. of the animal, and then it's like anything.
Yeah.
You know, anything of the species we're hunting, you know, will do fine.
Right.
And there's some really good stories.
Oh, yeah, well, that's sure. A learning curve.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Really good absolutely. Stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our Best Bets Outdoor Report, and we're going to see if Harold's going fossil fuel or green here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal.
Yay!
Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Is that a true statement, Harold?
Absolutely true. Yes, it is.
Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment. plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs.
I'm voting for Steiner.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah. It's one thing about the product and use in the field. Mm-hmm. It's also about what stands behind the product.
Correct.
And again, going back to this May issue, because mm-hmm. we're neck deep in deadline right now.
Correct.
You sent some images
that weren't good enough for the magazine.
Right. Yeah. They weren't of print quality.
Correct.
Contacted Steiner. Mm-hmm. They sent something. Didn't work.
Yeah.
The young lady said, okay, if that doesn't work, give me a little bit of time and I'll reconstruct it.
Ah. Okay.
With the extra effort. And folks, let me tell you, when it comes to service, and particularly in this day and age, sure. post-COVID and all that, mm-hmm. this little gal, you know, Corinne, went well beyond.
And you got something that's useful.
Absolutely.
It'll make my article look even better.
Oh, yeah. We're replacing it
yeah.
with a picture of you. You know.
Yeah, right.
Really, Third Coast Thermal, of course, helped you.
Absolutely.
Get up to speed.
You bet.
They do have top brands. They can help accommodate your budget. Make sure it is a wise investment. Mm-hmm. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this Saturday is the first of our four best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday rebounding to good. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday is a good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the early evening hours just before sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game becoming active from well before sunrise and remaining active until the late morning hours. On Saturday, April the 9th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday and Monday, both have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
Let's don't start that, because it's usually
it's catching. Yeah, right.
All right, on the coast, Lake Calcasieu, the folks over at Hackberry, all the lodges over there have been really catching some nice fish. Sabine Lake, as well as Big Lake, have water temperature that's in the upper 60s. Remember, folks, the magic number that we look for is 70 degrees.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's when it really, really turns on. Mm-hmm. Bolivar Peninsula is something you don't normally hear a lot about and is far overlooked. Used to be that we would go from structure around wellheads to wellheads.
Mm-hmm.
Our folks looking for bent rods.
Right.
The shell pads are still there. If you go to Texas Outdoors Journal website, you can go see a map of all the well locations with latitude and longitude that the General Land Office has. West Bay, Black Drum and Sheep's Head have been dominant in activity. At Freeport, Sheep's Head around the jetties, as well as some redfish mixed in. West Galveston Bay, wade fishing for redfish has been good, as well as for drum. Port O'Connor, trout have been good on live shrimp and artificials, with a number of oversized trout being caught. Rockport, drum are good in 2 to 4 feet of water. Baffin, surprisingly, has one of the cooler water temperatures, 62 degrees.
Okay.
But given the weather forecast for the coming week, that should move on up. Trout fishing has been good. Flounder are showing up, which helps round out your box. And then in South Padre, water temperature of 72 degrees. Fishing's good for trout around the gas wells.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, black bass are good, with multiple black bass catches off beds and creature baits in 3 to 8 feet of water early in the morning, moving deeper in the afternoon using creature baits and rattle traps. Lake of the Pines. The weather is great for fishing. Crappie are excellent shallow on stumps using minnows. Catfish are good shallow on cheese bait. Sand bass are excellent north of the 259 bridge and below the dam. Nackanich. The lake is still recovering from the severe storms last week, but it's clearing up nicely. The morning bite continues to be better than the evening, catching some good-sized buck bass on beds, and have started to see a few females coming up as well. Sam Rayburn. Bass continue to be shallow on beds biting creature baits. Some are trickling back out to the points biting on crankbaits. Crappie are shallow, spawning in the grass on the south end and in brush piles, biting on roadrunners and minnows with corks. Toledo Bend had storms come through that dropped 4 to 5 inches of rain upstream, raising the lake level about a foot. After a rainfall, head to the back of the creeks and find clear, shallow, calm, and stable water out of the current. The bass will be feeding in the new vegetation along the banks where insects and bugs have washed into the lake. Use topwater imitations like popping frogs, buzz baits, spinner baits, wacky worms, lizards, and don't forget the swim jigs and big swim baits. You might be surprised what you catch. The buck bass are starting their beds, waiting for the magic spawn temperature of 68 to 72 degrees. The crappie are hitting the banks now in 2 to 5 feet of water, biting on live minnows under a slip cork rig or plastics with or without an indicator. Best colors for plastics are monkey milk, bluegrass blue, and chartreuse. Tyler. Crappie and bass are shallow in 16 feet of water. Crappie are good on live bait, minnows and jigs. Bass are good on topwaters and crankbaits. Bluegill are good on red worms. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are moving into the coves and cuts to spawn, biting on Texas rig lizards, worms, flukes, flipped into the bedding areas. Chatterbaits and spinnerbaits cast in the spawning flats will land some good bites as well. Lipless crankbaits and shallow crankbaits in craw, red-orange, and shad-colored work off the edges in main lake grass are working limestone. Fishing is excellent on limestone with largemouth catches up to 10 pounds and giant crappie. Largemouth bass are good in 5 feet or less using Texas rigs, finesse jigs, and chatterbaits. Crappie are good in 4 feet or less on minnows. White bass are good in 7 to 13 feet of water on silver jigging spoons. Palestine. Bass are good on shallow, good shallow on Senkos, shimmy shakers, and white swim jigs. Crappie are good in brush piles in the river channel using chartreuse jigs. Richland Chambers, crappie are good as they move to the shallows for their spawn. Some nice catches have come on minnows in 2 to 4 feet of water on the northwest end of the lake. Tawakoni, bass are really good now as they have moved up extremely shallow on points and subpoints with submerged structure holding fish. Whitney, striped bass are good in 20 to 60 feet of water. Look for fish suspended off the bottom, as those are the ones that are feeding more actively. Artificials like deep-diving crankbaits are working. Live bait, though, is preferred.
Wow, what a report. I mean, a lot of information
out there. A lot of action out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where bass have been good on points and grass. Basically, any way you want to catch them, spinnerbaits, square bills, dragon crankbaits, or Carolina rigs. Crappie are good in brush on live minnows. Falcon fishing is up and down with the cold fronts, but white bass are good in river rapids on the north end using small crankbaits and spec rigs. Boy, I hadn't heard about spec rigs in forever.
Hmm.
Crappie are good in 25 to 30 feet of water in the hardwoods. Brownwood bass are good with catches up to 3 pounds on chatterbaits, crankbaits, and shaky heads. Bass are shallow in the water less than 4 feet. O.H. Ivy setting records catching bass, and everybody talks about, well, are they post-spawn, spawn? What you need to understand about Ivy is their spawn will continue all the way into the 1st of June normally.
Oh.
Because there are late spawners that spawn deep, not up shallow, but mm-hmm. they're in on the flats in 25-plus feet of water. Remember learning that from veteran guide Kevin Burleson. Meredith, crappie are good moving into the main lake biting on minnows. Walleye are good on grubs, jig heads tipped with minnows. How about Central Texas?
Well, let's head up there. Lake Austin, bass are good with many fish on docks and some on beds, but seem to be deeper, so they're kind of hard to see. Look for the warmer water for the spawning bass and throw the regular arsenal such as soft plastic, stick baits, lizards, finesse worms, or trick worms. Buchanan, crappie are good in 2 to 10 feet of water, biting on orange or chartreuse black jigs. Canyon. Bass are very good near hydrilla using watermelon or green pumpkin plastics in 11 to 18 feet of water. Around grass, throw shallow square bills, LBJ. Crappie and white bass are good drifting jigging spoons in the creek. Largemouth bass are good sight fishing on beds using creature baits. Second report says the bass are good in the backs of canals in shallow water on beds biting on small plastics and stick worms. Travis, crappie are good in 4 to 12 feet of water in coves and creeks biting on chartreuse rigs. Bass are good shallow on beds, sight fishing using Ned rigs and drop shots. Pick a shallow cove anywhere and you will find bass on the beds. Bass are spawning and bedding bass can be found around the trees and along the banks in the coves. Waco, largemouth bass are staging on points leading into the creeks and some are spawning. Success is coming flipping a 254 fishing finesse worm in blue fleck and a 254 fishing baby craw in root beer green. Moving baits were not landing the bite.
Ah, okay. All right, on the hunting scene, from a regulatory standpoint, it's turkey season.
Yes.
Yeah, through May 1st, the South Zone Spring Rio Grande turkey season continues. Opening this weekend is the North Zone, and it will run through May 15. Having opened on April 1st is the spring turkey one-bag limit. That's in 10 counties out west of Houston. All right. Hmm. What have you been driving?
Ah, one you would like.
Really?
Yes, the 2022 GMC Sierra 1500 Limited Denali with a big 6.2 liter V8.
Hmm.
Okay. 10-speed automatic transmission, gorgeous, ebony twilight metallic. The interior was dark walnut with dark ash. Oh, great looking. Safety and security, you bet. Just a partial list. Front and rear park assist, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, rear cross traffic alert, tire pressure monitoring with a tire fill alert, which is cool, auto locking rear differential, Denali premium suspension with adaptive ride control, 170-amp alternator, Stabilitrack with trailer sway control, brake pad monitoring, more. Their ProGrade trailering system, Bose premium sound system, 120-volt power outlet in the cargo bed. I love that. And another one on the instrument panel. Inside, 10-way power seats, dual-zone climate control, heated and leather-wrapped steering wheel. When it says Denali, it means luxury. LED cargo area lighting, the GMC Multi-Pro tailgate. That's a lot of fun. Looks good in the rear end, too. Dual exhaust with premium tips. Hey, some of the extra stuff, there's surround vision with two trailer camera provisions, rear camera mirror, bed view camera, multicolor head-up display, forward collision alert, lane keep assist, lane departure warning, and more. Carbon Pro composite bed. Oh, great looking stuff. Base vehicle 59. Because when you're talking GMC and Sierra, and then you ask Denali to it, things go up. So this one tricked out at 72.7, plus TTNL, of course. You're not expecting gigantic good gas mileage, but 14 in town, 19 on the highway.
That's not bad.
You can get a little better if you're soft on the pedal, because that's that 10-speed transmission. That's what helped that one out. So check it out. It is big. It is bold. It is beautiful. It is the 2022 GMC Sierra 1500 Limited Denali.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to the coast. Robin Riker is Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, best thing you can do for wildlife is when you start a feed program, sustain it.
Yeah.
And do it before it's needed. All right? The reason why we mention that is you should have been feeding fortified cottonseed.
Years ago.
As soon as it became available.
Yeah.
But the bucks are replenishing that weight loss during the rut. You've got mama deer that are carrying babies. They're going to be dropping them over the next couple of months. Uh-huh. They need to produce some milk to get those youngsters up and running for better recruitment. Just overall health, body weight, antler development, the vitamin package. There's just so much positive. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com, watch the video, become familiar with their team, and then give them a call. 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
You know about the money saving, right?
2-to-1 savings over a normal protein package.
Absolutely.
That's significant.
It sure is.
It really, yeah, absolutely. From hunting, we go to coastal fishing, two of my most favorite things. And Texas Parks and Wildlife's Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers, we twisted his arm and begged and pleaded and asked him to come back. Robin, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Glad to be with y'all.
Absolutely. Let's start right off with an expansion, if you would. The commission approve the speckled trout restrictions that is now underway and goes on into 2023 in August, I believe it is. Give us the thinking for that extended continuous restriction.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Certainly, as you suggested, they did extend that rule that we had in the Lower Laguna Madre, or in the Laguna Madre, the 3-fish bag limit and the 17-inch minimum with a 23-inch maximum size limit. And basically, they moved that up the coast all the way to between Matagorda and Galveston. And there's going to be, it basically will be in place for 2 years and expire with a sunset date of August 31st, 2023. And so that really gives us two full spawning seasons under that regulation. And we really hope that'll help us accelerate that recovery from the freeze.
Help us understand the life cycle of speckled trout. At what point do they become sexually mature spawn, but when do they really start producing quite a bit of roe from which fry become?
Yeah, some of the most of those fish will, under our old guidelines of 15 inch, almost all of those fish will be sexually mature by the time they would reach that 15 inches. And so, while certainly they increase in egg production as they get older, but they also basically there may be fewer of those eggs that survive. So it's kind of a numbers game of numbers of fish and how many eggs they produce and how many of them are in the population. And with this rule change, basically we're really hoping to maximize on the number of those that are in the population, the amount of eggs they produce at that size, as well as still allow great fishing opportunity in that 17-inch to 23-inch size range where people can still take some fish home, catch a really nice fish. But we, you know, hope that this will help, as I said before, accelerate that recovery.
Yeah, Robin, though, but at about what age do they hit that 15 inches?
Oh, I'm sorry. They hit that age just a little over between a year and 2 years old. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, and to follow up, Harold, with what you're asking, Robin, we've got the natural recruitment, which is what we're working on, and the loss from Winter Storm Uri back in February of 2021. Don't we have some hatcheries that are producing speckled trout that are supplementing, or are we just focused on redfish at the hatcheries?
No. I'm so glad you asked that question, because our hatchery team here at Parks and Wildlife just knocked it out of the park this last year. As soon as that freeze hit, we put a big emphasis on trying to have our hatchery team ready and really focusing on trying to extend that season inside of our hatchery, just absolutely produce as much as we could. And we produced over 10 million fish that we put in our bays and estuaries last year. And more importantly, almost 4,000 of those, well, 3,000 of those, a third of those, went into the Laguna Madre, and then the rest spread across our other systems pretty evenly. But they really did a great job, and we really put a bunch of fish out, and we're prepared to try to do that again. Now, we'll say conditions were perfect last year, and we had good water intake of the right salinity, and we were able to really do a bang-up job, but we hope we can do that again.
Outstanding. Listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so if you would, hold on. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation with Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We are visiting today with Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director, Robin Rikers. Robin, before we move off of speckled trout, how is the department addressing, and I know you've got forward thinking and forward looking projections. Texas has become such a hotbed, economically friendly. Yep. You know, so many people are coming into the Lone Star State.
Socially diverse, too, don't forget that.
They are that.
Yes.
But many of those will certainly be partaking in recreation outdoors. Coastal fisheries is going to be impacted. Are y'all looking at any projections as to the impact, limits, regulatory? How are y'all looking at that on in the future? Because it's not if, it's when, isn't it?
Certainly, you're right. As this population grows, we are looking at that. Now, I will say our hunting and angling population is not growing at the same rate that our state population is growing, and so that's really unfortunate, because we want those people to come into our state and enjoy our great outdoors and certainly buy licenses, which helps us do the conservation work we do. So we both are working on this from a recruitment standpoint of trying to get more of those people into the out-of-doors. But we're also looking at ways that we can also facilitate that, both in terms of where they're living and have more outdoor opportunities in those places. Our state parks, obviously, we're looking to expand those so people can do that as well. and we will continue to monitor our fish populations and our wildlife populations and make adjustments accordingly. And, you know, we do have the tools such as hatcheries and other things that can help us in that respect.
Gotcha. All right, let's shift from speckled trout and let's go to red snapper. Last year, I think we had you on shortly after you had completed your gill net survey. It was in the fall, later than normal when we visit. And then a few weeks or a couple of months later, notice was released that the red snapper fishing in state waters was being suspended because we had over-harvested, I think, in 2019. You sit on the Gulf Council. How is the... A couple of questions. How is the overall management, regional management on red snapper going? And was that just an anomaly, or is that something with increased red snapper harvest that we may be looking at this year or on in the future?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, the regional management is going very well. We certainly like the ability for us to set our seasons as well as the other four states who are doing that as well. And I think, you know, clearly we're getting more opportunity, and all the states are, as opposed to when it was being managed as one big entity, you know, one big federal entity. So that's working very well. Now, as far as this closure, it was an accounting issue between us and National Marine Fisheries Service. Fortunately, we've gotten that cleared up. We paid our fish back that we needed to pay back. We opened our season on January 1 in state waters, and we'll try to set our federal season where we can keep that open. But all of that being said, one of the things that is occurring is we're catching bigger fish now. And so as we catch bigger fish, we do meet our quota quicker. And so we could see closures like this in the future. But those closures are completely dependent on the opportunity and the amount of fishing that goes on during the fishing year. So if we have really good weather and people get out and catch fish, then we might have to close a little earlier. But we're going to keep, you know, monitoring that and trying to work with that and doing our best to really give the anglers what they want here in the state of Texas.
Yeah, Robin, we have so many species in the Gulf Coast. I mean, we're so, so fortunate. You got a little rundown on, like, you know, what's doing really good, what maybe needs a little more help?
Oh, certainly. Well, mackerel populations are doing really good, both Spanish and Kings, and certainly those are opportunities for us. Red snapper, of course, as we know, if you can find them, you can catch them. Inshore, of course, we're working to restore spotted sea trout, but red drum has really stayed in there strong and are providing a lot of opportunity. Black drum, if you're in the upper Laguna Madre and in that system, are there in abundance. So really got a lot of different options for people out there. And people should try some of these kind of less iconic options, such as black drum, or you know, gray snapper and things like that, croaker, Atlantic croaker as well. You know, all great fish and great fun to catch.
You mentioned Atlantic croaker. I remember the late Galveston outdoor writer A.C. Becker Jr.
Yeah,
he used to always write about the golden croaker run. Now croaker seem to be the bait fish of choice, particularly in the mid-coast area. Are we seeing croaker make a comeback of size that, you know, challenge angling types and maybe make their way to the table?
We've certainly seen them come back in overall population, you know, increasing in numbers. I don't know that we have kind of tried to look at that. I don't think we've seen the runs like I think you're referring to and people in the past remember, but we have seen some of that in certain locations, and so I think it certainly is a fish that people can target, and if they you know, choose to, bring them home and eat them, because they're a good eating fish as well.
Robin, in a very nice way, just said, "Olson, you're old."
I can tell you, you're right too, because I'm looking at him.
Anything with the discovery of fish that some decades ago would go, "Don't take my picture with that big ugly," you know. any pressure that maybe shortfalls in one area is impacting other species, or are they kind of holding their own?
Well, our concern obviously on spotted sea trout with the freeze and the impacts there was the concern that the shifting of effort over into Red Drum, and at least early on, it looks like that population's withstanding that pretty well, and so we hope we'll keep monitoring that and hope that continues. Beyond that, I mean, you know, it's an ecosystem and a food web out there, and those animals adjust back and forth, but really as far as fishing pressure on them, we haven't seen anything that's really shifting in a way that causes us any concern.
We can talk hours with you. I mean, sure. But before we run out of time, we always try to give you an opportunity because I know that your plate is full. Anything that's pushing you and your team's hot button right now that y'all are monitoring that coastal anglers need to be aware of?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, we've had some issues regarding oysters, and we're going to be continuing those discussions as we move forward. Had some of that before the commission here in the last week. But I guess I will take this moment just to share with you all that we had our 20th anniversary of our crab trap removal program this year in February. And just to highlight that, well, we had 250 volunteers come out, collected over 1,200 ghost fishing traps out there, and you know, it's not just the trap you're collecting, it's the amount of crabs that you're saving from getting caught in that lost trap. And over that 20 years, we estimate we've probably saved over 600,000 crabs. And so that's just a tremendous effort of a bunch of volunteers who spent time over the last 20 years helping clean up our bays. I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out and thank you to all those volunteers.
Yeah, it really is a team effort. And I think coastal anglers and coastal fisheries certainly has been exemplary.
Indeed.
You know, dealing with CCA and their support as well on just a partnership amongst everyone. Robin, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us and updates. Please, anytime we can help spread the word, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Well, thank y'all for having me, and I hope y'all get outside and enjoy some of this beautiful weather we're having.
Oh, indeed. Thank you, Robin. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer. Twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, We're raising money.
Yes, here it is, friends. Get on out there and support these folks. Northeast Chapter, Texas National Wild Turkey Federation, it's the Federation, friends, in Mount Pleasant. For info, nwtf.org. April 9 again, Dripping Springs Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Drip. Ducks.org on that one. April 12, Tech Chapter Ducks Unlimited banquet in Lubbock. Ducks.org, April 14, Houston Chapter Ducks Unlimited, Evening of Conservation Banquet in Houston. You got that website. April 14, again, Georgetown Chapter Ducks Unlimited, and again, Ducks.org, April 14. Brazoria County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Lake Jackson. Okay, everybody, what's that website? You got it.
Ducks.org.
That's right. Anyway, and go to one of those great events. Bring your money, bring your credit cards, and go in your Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, and they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth work lamp is the best on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, of course, including the sun. They hold a charge for a miraculous 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone or other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off and free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com. I was talking to them a while back, though. Of course, they've had some shipping issues, too.
Really?
Yeah, so they're backlogged on a lot of stuff, but it's changing daily. But products are just incredible.
Improving as the days
a bit,
pass,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank our guest, Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director. And while we were talking about the speckled trout, mm-hmm. there's certainly that slot limit of minimum and maximum. But if you catch something bigger,
yes.
Hey, release it.
There you go.
You know, catch and release. Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
And I used to do some seminars and would look into the crowd and say, they were talking about, oh, why can't we keep something that's just a little bit short, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know, we're worrying about a fish.
Yeah.
I said, if we're really worried, I bet we probably see more fish go in the garbage that are freezer burnt.
Ah.
You know, that are left in the freezer.
Point, yeah.
And quite honestly, the best fish is fresh fish.
Oh, sure.
You know, and if you're out of fresh fish, what a reason to go fish.
That's
you
right.
Know?
So. I didn't need to. We find those restaurants where you can bring in your fresh fish and they'll cook it for you.
Hey, that works.
Yeah. Done it. That's kind of cool.
It is. It is.
Hey, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, okay? You know. New trucks are starting to arrive, not as quick as we would like, but they're coming. They're working really hard to try to get that supply line in gear. It's a trying time for everybody, okay? Do remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You'll find a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, you can listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook. If you go to Facebook and listen to the show, like us. That just helps build the audience and spread the good word, okay? So remember, whether you're in the woods or out there on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food and Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.